Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But Al, I announced earlier in the show, you guys didn't get as excited as I thought you would, that when I do retire, which is imminent, I am going to become a professional gambler. Mm-hmm. This process will begin when we hopefully take this show to Las Vegas and I could sit down with the top professional gambler in America.
Yes.
And a man who has been regular on our show and has given out the best information from any guest we have ever gotten. Yep. It is a great honor to have back on our show from pregame.com and the Even Money podcast with Ross Tucker, the legendary Steve Fezzik. Hi, Steve.
So as soon as you saw that schedule and you're traveling to Las Vegas, how excited were you?
Well, I was most excited that I would get to meet you and you could show me the ropes of pro gambling.
I am going to make a bold statement here. If you can give me an hour on Friday or Saturday that weekend, I will get you either kicked out or backed off of a sports book where they'll say, we're not taking your action in.
Steve.
You'll be so good.
I have more than an hour. I will give you both of those days in full because what am I doing out there? I was going to go see a couple of showgirls, and then I was coming over to see you. Seems like me, Celine Dion, we'll get together, we'll talk. All right, Steve, we got a lot of ground. I just want to know, you do this podcast with Ross Tucker. Can you be honest with me? Because Ross is on our show all the time. Are you more knowledgeable in football than Ross Tucker?
Oh, my goodness, no.
You're not.
Ross Tucker is five times more knowledgeable about football with all his contacts. And if you've ever listened to Ross Tucker present a Colgate against I don't even know who else who Colgate plays, and he knows all the players and the like. I am the gambling expert. That's what I'm best at.
All right, let me focus then on that. I'm going to start right there. We got the schedule, and we know Vegas is saying the Eagles are going to be bad this year. 6.5 over under. Eagles, I'm looking at tendencies here, and I'm seeing that the Eagles usually go over when the number is that low. What do you like there, Steve? 6.5 wins. Now it's a 17-game schedule. Over or under for the Birds?
Well, when I'm delivering bad news, I want to, break it down slowly and not just come out and say under, but I will. I'm going to keep this very, very simple. Handicapping the NFL, they make it too complex. I think oftentimes it comes down to, is your quarterback above average or below average? And is your coach above or below average? And unfortunately for the Eagles this year, I think you've got a below-average quarterback, well below average, and a totally unproven coach. I could only go under.
All right, can you tell me what you're – obviously, you're not giving a very high grade to Jalen Hurts. What's bothering you about him, Steve?
He actually overachieved. I liked what I saw from Hurts. He's just unproven. And I think, one thing that really concerns me, no crowd noise last year. And I think that because of that, a lot of the younger quarterbacks are really going to struggle on the road this year when it looks like we're going to have full capacity stadiums.
Can you give me a projection? I know you also follow very closely college football. Devontae Smith, who we love on the Eagles, we think he's going to be a monster playmaker. Would you do individual bets on him, the number of catches that year, yardage, that kind of stuff? Would you look at that, Steve? Would you might do something there?
He might be the exception to the rule where normally it takes wide receivers the full year almost to learn the routes, to learn the systems. So you tend to want to, in fantasy football, you want to bet on those players at the end of the year once they go ahead and get integrated into the system. I'm just worried with the injury history that the Eagles have for wide receivers and not getting through the year, that he's going to get banged up by the end of the year. He might be the exception where come maybe October 1st, once he fully is into the system, I would start to look to bet him, say, over 65 pass yards during October if he's still healthy.
All right, listen, I'm not loving anything I'm hearing here, but people should know Steve Fezzik, the man whose voice you're listening to, predicted 3 years ago that the Eagles would win the Super Bowl. This guy is extremely knowledgeable. I got to move you to basketball, though, Steve, because I am perplexed by what I'm seeing, and I'm wondering what impact it's having on the gambling community. All right, NBA now rests players all the time. Is this the kind of thing you don't even want to bet anymore on because you don't know who's going to play? Tell me what that's like right now in Vegas.
Oh, it's completely frustrating that, get this, it's opening night of the WNBA. We won't talk about this. There are some books, even though no one can name a player right now, some of these teams have, you know, their key players are still playing in Europe, and yet there's lines up to bet the WNBA at some spots. And at those same books, they won't hang NBA lines. They have no idea who's going to play. Take a look at two teams tonight, Memphis and Golden State. Both of those teams are pretty much locked into their playoff spots. And I'll make the case, I'm looking like Memphis is laying 6.5, Golden State's laying -4. I'm going to make a bold statement. They're both going to lose tonight, because they're going to figure out this game is meaningless for them. They play each other for playoff seeding in the NBA finale. So analyzing the players is not going to help you any in the NBA because you don't know who is going to play, and it really cheapens the product.
Wow. But, Steve, I was always under the impression professional gamblers like you get inside information. So you might get an advantage if you do, wow, Joel Embiid is going to play tonight. It's a clinching game for the Sixers to get the #1 seed. If you had that information, might you use it to your advantage?
That's a fantastic question. Absolutely. And I can tell you that some of the most successful bettors I know nothing, virtually nothing about the NBA, but they've got the connections. They've got the beat writers. They religiously follow the Twitter feeds. And as soon as they hear Embiid is out, they pound bets in against Philly without even knowing anything at all other than the injury updates. And then 3 minutes later, it gets reported out on the odds services, and then the line moves 4 points. But they beat the books to the punch.
Oh, Steve, this is fascinating. All right, Steve, I used to be a beat reporter, all right? So I get the information right there in the moment. Would you hire me and give me a little cut if I gave you a call before it became public and you would have the advantage of getting a bet down?
And this is exactly how it works. Absolutely. Ah! So basically what would happen over the course of the year is I'd say, hey, look, you get 30% free roll. You don't risk anything. All I need to do is text, you know, bet against Philly and beat out. You know, and you never call me. So
wow.
Phones are for dinosaurs. Yeah. You text me, and if I don't respond on it, you text me back 1 minute later with a big question mark. That is how it works.
Wow. Al, did you know any of this stuff?
Sure.
It's very intricate. Right, of the four sports, Steve, what's the best to bet on?
That is a fantastic question. It all depends. If you're a betting syndicate and you have a huge bankroll, the NFL, because you can walk up and bet $10,000 on a side at almost any book and they will take your action so you can get down huge volume amounts. However, if you're an individual and your max bet's like $500 to $1,000, and that's all you're going to be betting on things, you should be betting the most obscure sports imaginable. You should be betting on things like back when the Alliance of American Football was playing and the WNBA. because those lines are softer. And what I mean by softer, they're just absolutely lines are off. When Embiid is out, as soon as it's announced publicly, the line's going to move within 5 seconds. However, when you have a key WNBA player out or a quarterback in FCS football, the line might not move for 20 minutes until it gets widely known. So because of that, focus on the least popular sports. Example, golf. You could have suddenly the weather changes and there's going to be horrible winds, and you can play the winning score to go over. Things like that. There's a book called 2020 Sports Betting that basically outlines everything that I'm saying. Definitely look to pick that book up that just came out within the last year.
This is great inside stuff. Steve, what do you feel about in-game betting? Keith Jones here thinks it's fun to bet on what the next hitter's going to do in a baseball game. Is that something you get involved in at all?
I would say 80% of my bets are live wagering bets and situations associated with it. One day I'll write a book about it. Wow. I'll give you a couple of tips.
Yeah.
In football, I love the huge headwind, tailwind games. When there's like a 30-mile-an-hour wind that's going straight down the stadium, if you're going into the wind, you're dead. I went to Northwestern. Whenever we would play on the lake, so we lost a playoff game. We won the toss. We took the ball. We had to go into the wind the entire game. We were the better team. We got crushed. So where I'm going here is that you can have a team going into the wind the entire first quarter, and they look terrible. Bet on them as soon as the first quarter ends, because now they get the wind in the second quarter. Situations like Wrigley Field games, the wind suddenly shifts. It starts blowing in instead of out. Pound the under. There's so many live wagering opportunities. The tip I would give you is it's better on outdoor sports when there's weather involved, really good opportunities.
Wow. Do you do anything with baseball? How involved are you in baseball right now? Because it's changing. There's a lot less ball in play. I'm curious how that's affecting your betting.
Yeah, I do live wagering in baseball, mostly National League, because I love the pitcher batting ninth, which kills rallies and it's good for unders selectively. I'm going to fix baseball. Do I have 20 seconds?
Yes,
if
yes.
The MLB commissioner is listening to me.
Yes.
Right. I love baseball. I grew up with the big red machine. Great action, ball always in play. Most exciting play in baseball, the triple. All right, here's how we fix baseball. The ball is never in play. It's nothing but strikeouts, walks, strikeouts, groundouts into the shift, and home runs. Here's what we do. We lower the mound so there's far fewer strikeouts. We deaden the ball so high fly balls don't become home runs. You have to really hit a rocket to hit a home run. The ball stays in play more. All of a sudden, the hitters have to adjust. Spray the ball more to different fields. Hit and run comes back into play. And with the ball in play and the pitcher can't step off the mound and he has to pitch within 10 seconds and the batter's not allowed to step out of the batter's box, play goes faster, more ball in play. All of a sudden, baseball's popular again.
Well, I got to tell Steve, I don't know where you're coming up with Russ Tucker smarter than you. You did not go to Princeton, right?
Northwestern, that's the school everyone goes to in the Midwest that can't get into Princeton.
I talk to Ross all the time, and you're like five times brighter than him, Steve. You're awesome. I love talking. Steve, when we come out to Vegas, you and I are hanging, pal. We're going to have fun out there.
It is an absolute done deal. Hey, October 24th through Halloween, it's going to be your greatest October you've ever experienced. You're going to have to sleep 2 days in November.
I'm loving it. Steve, thank you so much. Love talking to you, pal. Be well.
Hey, 76ers are going to win the East plus 375. Best bet.
All right, wait. Oh. Are they going to win the NBA title?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
It depends if the Lakers can get themselves healthy again. Right. But they're going to win the East, and they're the number three pick right now. You can bet 100 to win 375. God, is that a great bet.
The Sixers are going to the NBA Finals. Is that what you're saying, Steve Fezzik?
Book it. Yes, sir.
Oh, thank you, sir. Wow. That's stunning stuff. All right.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!